my biggest inspiration right now, musical artist Adele. I love her grit and rigor, and it shows through in her artistry. She's mixing in her traditional ballet training into her pop star training, and it's just this beautiful mishmash of somebody that like no one could replicate. And so that's another thing that like I want this magazine to be, is like uniquely stamped as my work, my life, my dreams, all showing up in one piece of work. Hola, and welcome back to Boss Memos. I'm your host, Angela George, and on this podcast, I tend to talk about creativity, self-care, and career. For this episode, I want to hone in on my magazine yearly project, where I turn my whole year into a magazine. This will be the third year of doing it. But of course, I have to add a twist. So I'm really leaning into my zines and for inspiration on this project and this version of the project. And I want to take you with me on that initial journey of setting up the document, kind of ideating a little bit, and adding in some of those initial pictures that I know eventually will make it into that final version. In the background, I'm just going to be playing through that first hour that I spent setting it up. Of course, it's going to be like 4x speed because this isn't going to be an hour-long episode. But if you're tuning in on YouTube, I'm excited for you to watch my process. If you're just listening, of course, I'm going to talk you through it, but would highly recommend subscribing on YouTube. And so without further ado, let's get into it. All right, so I'm literally pulling up the video in my editing software and watching it back. Of course, the first step in any of these types of physical media processes, the first step is always to just set up the document, figure out the dimensions I wanted. In this case, I actually referenced a couple of different physical media that I own. So this is like my high school's literary journal, Soupstone. And I like the larger format. This is a bit bigger than the other examples I have. But I didn't end up going with this dimension. I went with literally a half sheet of paper size, which is the size of the literary journal that I worked on in college, One World. And then this zine from LA that I picked up by Molly Soda, mollysoda.exposed. And this zine in particular is what is inspiring my project this year. I really love how Molly took photos from her life and turned them into art, turned them into a story, turned the mundane and really elevated it into something that was visual, experimental, and honestly, it's like a commentary on social media. It's got so much depth for having zero text in it, zero explanation. It just goes straight into her storytelling. And so that's kind of what I want to do this year, is get a little creative and artistic with my spreads and just fully like go for it and create something that is for me ultimately, but would be interesting to somebody coming by my like zine booth, and maybe they'd want to buy it, and it would be like one of my nicer like printed zines. So that's the goal for this year. That's the vibe. And you can already see, if you're following along, I've picked out this photo of me in a golf cart with my book and my pink Crocs, because it's kind of like the intersection of a lot of things that kind of make up my current self, I would say. Like, one of them is reading, of course. One of them is just being colorful and connecting with like my inner child. And then one of them is like spending time with my boyfriend and being outside and relaxing and like trying to relax. So this picture just had like that summer vibe, the colors that I liked, and you know, a lot of those initial phases of design is just picking out a font. And then I also wanted to change the title of the zine for this year. So in previous versions, I've been going with YIR, Year in Review, which I stole from another magazine I worked on in college, where they would call it the Year in Review for the School of Education. And I mean, That is a very like magazine title, and in previous years, this has been more of a magazine project. But for this one, I really wanted to lean into the zine side of it. How can we abstract the concept and then bring in the visuals to back it up? And so I played around with a couple of different words that I really like that I think encapsulate me, that encapsulate the way I see the world. So one of them was like see, think, create, or creating. Create. I wanted something like that. And then, yeah, like creating me was an option for a second there. And I kind of liked this older font. I think a lot of design right now is focused on web design. It's a lot of sans serif. And I want the zine to, obviously, it's going to be in print media. There's a physical component to it. So I wanted something that's more of a classic serif font, which narrows it down exactly by 50%, right? Like half of the fonts out there are serif and mono, like sans serif. So those are your two options, right? So that did not help a lot. Then for a little bit, I was playing with like these boxes. I was thinking like what kind of subtitle would I want? I wanted to mention the year, of course. And when you're playing with something like this, that's really where like the creativity just starts flowing for me. It's just like you want to get past that blank canvas as fast as possible so that you can actually iterate on things. That's what helps me the most. Like, you're never going to get very far if you're just putting things on a white sheet of paper, right? But if you have something to build off of, like this photo and then those examples I showed, like, I consider that even like a step beyond the blank canvas because now I have something I'm working with. I have some different angles that I'm trying to infuse into this design. And so eventually I landed on the word hindsight, which I think is a really good word for this year's magazine and the title of the magazine because it is a retrospective. It is looking back to see what kind of themes pop out to me from my life and the things I've been working on and doing and experiencing in the year 2026. So I just think hindsight is a really good word for it because you never realize in the moment what you're doing and how it's like relating to other moments of your life until you look back and you see, oh my God, like in like a zine example, I'm like, oh my God, I bought a zine at that one random bookstore. And then a few years later, I'm tabling next to the zine creator. So like it just comes full circle. And in hindsight, what if I hadn't bought that zine all the way back then? And what if I hadn't started making zines and all these things? Like, and they all start connecting once you look back. So that's why I really like the word hindsight, looking back and not looking at it with like a negative perspective, like, oh, if only I did this, but just appreciating what you see when you look back at your life and appreciating all those moments that got you to this moment. And if this moment is you watching this and listening to this, welcome. I'm glad you're here. But just thinking back and like looking at it and then connecting it to create a positive and interesting story. So that's the goal with the magazine, hindsight. And then I accidentally deleted a bunch of things. And then I had this genius idea. Please don't be weird about my feet in this. They are just sandals, okay, you guys? But I realized the golf cart that we were in was 29. And if I just flipped the nine, it would be 26. So that was my genius moment to get the year on the cover in a subtle way. Oh, and then also I'm watching off campus. So little cameo for that. yeah, like then I wanted to find some different fonts because I just still wasn't happy with the fonts. It's always in these initial design phases, like what's the font? What's the color? From the image, I'm getting colors, right? Hot pink is going to be a color for sure. And it's about to be revealed here what font I choose and it's also going to tie into like things that are happening in my life, so I think that's really fun. So you'll see in a sec what font I choose, but hot pink is definitely a core color. Usually with these projects, I end up having like a palette of four colors, I would say, plus like black for like the font, the main body copy. In this magazine, I don't plan on writing as much. I want to add in some poetry for sure and like maybe a few excerpts or like paragraphs interspersed throughout, but I'm not really planning on writing full-on articles. The articles are just not that interesting to me. Like, And like I said, in past years, it's really been like a magazine. So it needed articles to go along with the pictures. But in reality, I want the pictures to drive the story. So I'm trying to flip that this year and really make it a photo-driven work. And so if we cut to the chase here, the font I ended up choosing is called Ballet from Google Fonts. And I love using Google Fonts because they're free, right? And yeah, they've got a lot of good variety, and I don't want to pay for Adobe fonts. So Ballet is what I end up going with for now. Of course, this is just my first draft, so things might change. I might go in a different direction, but I feel like this is like kind of the roots of the project is what you're seeing here. So Ballet ends up being the font of the cover, which I think perfectly aligns with my biggest inspiration right now, which is musical artist Adela. I discovered her at the Demi Lovato concert, had no idea who she was. She was an insane opener. And then I kind of forgot about her for a second, not gonna lie. I was still just like listening to the new Demi soundtrack. I got sidetracked with some other music. And then I just suddenly like rediscovered her in the last week or so, and I've been playing her nonstop. Did a deep dive, like watched a bunch of her interviews. Watched the entire Popstar Academy because if you don't know, she was one of the women who was auditioning to be in Cat's Eye, and she got cut very early in the process, but also late in the process because she like trained to be in the program to be in the girl group Cat's Eye for like 2 years or something like that, and then they cut her. So, but honestly, it was for the best. She is thriving. She's in her full pop star era, on the rise. And her music's insane, and her story's insane because she's an immigrant from Slovakia, from a very small country. And then all of her music is just about like pushing herself, knowing that she can do it, knowing what her dreams are, and getting those dreams. And obviously, she's the extreme, but she's also kind of like the blueprint or the template that I'm like striving for, where I'm like, I want to know, I always want to be focused on reaching my dreams, chasing my dreams, and working hard on getting those dreams. So I love her grit and rigor, and it shows through in her artistry. And then she's got such a unique vibe where she's mixing in her traditional ballet training into her pop star training. And it's just this beautiful mishmash of somebody that, like, no one could replicate. And so that's another thing that like I want this magazine to be is like uniquely stamped as my work, my life, my dreams all showing up in one piece of work. And so that's why it's so perfect that the font is Ballet because it's directly inspired by Adela's ballet corps. I was only briefly a ballerina for like ages 4 to 5 or something like that. Like I did not stick with it. But I'm sure there's other things that are going to come through in this hindsight magazine that will really like display what's uniquely me. And one of those is definitely going to be like pictures from the podcast. One of them's going to be like magazines I'm working on or different art that I make. Like that always makes it into the magazine. And then just like seeing moments from my life that I want to remember and flip back through. So the key here is just like making a narrative out of the events that happened in 2026 and curating it so that it tells a story to an outsider that just flips through this magazine next year when I'm tabling. So, and that's the other fun thing about the magazine project is like it is a year-long project. I'm starting halfway through the year, but only because it took me that long to kind of like think about how I wanted the magazine to be and have enough like threads of inspiration to get started and also just have pictures. Because another reason I want to talk about like the difference of how I'm approaching it this year versus last year. Last year, I created the template for the magazine probably in like January or February. Very early on, I like created the vibe of it. This is like it had a very specific font and color scheme. And it made the magazine look very unified and polished. I'll say that much. And I'll link that video below if you want to like see what last year's looked like. But the problem with that is that I like dictated the vibe of the year at the beginning of the year, and then I had to stick with that throughout the whole year. And like, there's a few pages I would say that kind of break away from the polished theme that I chose, but it really was like deciding the magazine before the year had even started. And in this version, this year, I waited until the halfway point to kind of feel how the year was going. And there were some really dark moments too this year for me and the world. So that was also hard to create something positive and light and fun when like it feels like the world's falling apart. So I needed things to like calm down a little bit. Not that anything's perfect by any means. So I needed things to calm down. I needed to feel like some positive energy, some summer life, and that was what the last episode was about, was like just that summer revival feeling of the sun's out and I can finally like do things again. And so I just needed like more before I like decided on the vibe of the magazine. And like I said multiple times now, like I want the magazine to tell a story and couldn't really tell that story without any content from the past few months. So it makes sense to like have waited this long. And now you can see the fun part of me like putting in photos from this year. And it's just a rough layout. I really like this approach too of designing multiple spreads at a time because that helps it be unified. So I like tend to work in this early stage of the magazine in a zoomed out way so I can see like the spread that was before it and the spread after it and kind of get a sense of like how are these spreads going to balance each other if you're flipping through. And of course, Bobby has to make a cameo. She always does. And so I feel very confident in this magazine that it can capture something a little different from the last ones, where it's more of a theme for the whole year versus these one-off spreads that all have to tie into each other in a polished way. It's more like chaotic, and the reader has to sense out the theme from what I've chosen to show. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see how the second half of the year goes. I have a lot of fun things coming up, like a move, many, many weddings to attend, and a trip to California. I just know there's going to be a lot of fun this summer as well. Just in general, I love like going to the farmers markets and my garden. I haven't even started working on my zine about my patio garden, so that's coming. And so, yeah, like I just wanted this magazine to feel a little different. If you know me, if you know the podcast, I'm never stuck too much in like a routine or anything. Like it has to have a new twist. It has to be fun and different for me to like stay interested. So this is my attempt to make that twist and kind of try something new with the magazine this year and keep it interesting and fun. And I think even just like making it a smaller page size is going to be different for me because in the past I've had like these large margins to work with because it's like a real magazine size. And now I'm like really condensing it so that it feels more like, I mean, when something's like a small format, it just makes it more intimate. So I'm excited. Yeah. So I'm glad you could watch like some of those initial pieces of creating the magazine. I hope you got some takeaways on like my creative flow, how I tend to approach things. And yeah, like drop below in the comments if like you're planning to implement the magazine for your life this year. I know a while back when I showed last year's, a lot of people were inspired in the comments to create their own, but I'm wondering if this version appeals to some different people, or maybe it just gives you some new inspiration on your year in review project. So, if you enjoyed today's episode, please give it a like, a follow. If you want to know more about the podcast, you can visit my website, angelagorge.com/voice-memos, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.